This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. United Steel Supply LLC, a steel processor and distributor headquartered in Austin, Texas, plans to invest $10 million to establish a steel processing and painting facility at the ports of Indiana, Jeffersonville. Indiana's Port Authority said Tuesday the project would create up to 20 jobs. The company, which has a majority owner in Fort Wayne-based Steel Dynamics Incorporated, has acquired a 100,000-square-foot building from the port and has inked a 75-year land lease on the 11.5-acre property. The facility is located a quarter mile from Steel Dynamics' facility in Jeffersonville, which will be a key supplier for the United Steel operation, according to the Ports of Indiana. Sharon Tucker was sworn in Tuesday as the 37th mayor of the city of Fort Wayne. Tucker was selected by a caucus held by the Allen County Democratic Party on Saturday to fill the vacancy left by former Mayor Tom Henry, who passed away last month. After being sworn in, Tucker took the time to thank Henry for his contributions to the city.
Tom Henry has left our city in a great position. We are fiscally sound. We have wonderful projects that are in motion and great projects that have been completed. I will not pretend that I could ever fit his shoes, but I will absolutely take the path that he's laid out and make my own little footprints in the sand.
Tucker is the first Black woman to serve as mayor of Fort Wayne. She had served on the Fort Wayne City Council since 2014. She also previously held leadership positions with the Allen County Democratic Party. Subaru of America Incorporated plans to end production of its legacy model next spring at the end of the 2025 model year, the automaker announced Tuesday. The Legacy, which was designed for the American market, became the first Subaru manufactured in the United States when the Japanese company began production at its North American plant in Lafayette, Indiana in 1989. The Lafayette plant has churned out six generations of Legacy models since its introduction, totaling U.S. sales of 1.3 million. The Legacy line originally consisted of sedan and wagon models, but the Legacy wagon eventually became the foundation of Subaru's top-selling Outback model. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Carrie Au of Newburgh-based Intertwined is one of 10 nominees for Rising Entrepreneur at this year's TechPoint Mirror Awards in downtown Indianapolis. The winner will be announced at the 25th annual ceremony on Friday at Old National Center. In 2023, Au won Student Entrepreneur of the Year at the Mirror Awards, then graduated from Evansville-based Signature School. That's where he co-founded the financial literacy startup that offers schools personalized curriculum and resources.
We're raising a pre-seed round right now, about $500,000, to really accelerate our growth and become that go-to financial literacy resource.
Au entered the Indiana University Kelley School of Business as a Kelley Scholar last fall. In November, he and another co-founder were named among Forbes 30 Under 30. The Redevelopment Commission in Schererville has made its choice on a redevelopment plan for an acre site next to the town hall. The commission last week awarded a bid for the sale of the property, according to our partners at the Lakeshore Public Media. Town manager Jim Gorman said the developer will be made public at an upcoming plan commission meeting. The sale price, he said, will be $240,000. Negotiations between a group representing senior care organizations and the insurers tasked with overseeing the state's summer transition of long-term care services collapsed earlier this month after the two sides couldn't come to an agreement. But the impact is still unclear for older Hoosiers. IIB's Alex Brown has the story.
The state insists it's on track to launch its Medicaid managed care program for Hoosiers over the age of 60 by July 1st, but others aren't so certain following the end of talks between the two parties. According to Tarek Brown, town, Community Care Hub, and the managed care entities couldn't come up with a consensus after technology woes and state intervention on a rate recommendation. The Family and Social Services Administration previously said it recommended the rate of $112, a 41% cut from the nearly $190 rate that area agencies on aging get now for different but overlapping duties to facilitate swift negotiations with the three behemoth insurers selected as managed care entities, or MCEs. But the senior care organizations insist they can't make the rate work and warned it would jeopardize their futures, saying it would hurt the seniors with whom they've cultivated relationships for years. Most of Indiana's Medicaid programs are considered to be managed care, meaning the state pays a predictable flat rate for an outside entity to coordinate care and services, with one major exception: long-term supports and services for aged or disabled Hoosiers. Currently, this program is fee-for-service, meaning the state gets charged piecemeal for every service a senior Hoosier might need. Both Brown and the FSSA noted that MCEs can contract directly with individual AAAs for service coordination. The state noted that MCEs could also contract with the senior care organizations to provide something other than service coordination. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The landlord for Circle Center Mall in downtown Indianapolis has filed a lawsuit to evict Sugar Factory, alleging the restaurant has defaulted on its rent. The lawsuit, filed in Marion County Superior Court in March by Circle Center Mall LLC, claimed that Sugar Factory subsidiary SF Indianapolis 88 LLC had been in default on its lease at the northeast corner of Maryland and Illinois streets since January 2023. In its lawsuit, Circle Center Mall also alleges Sugar Factory has failed to install permanent signage outside its storefront, as required by its lease. Earlier this month, Sugar Factory installed several signs along its Illinois and Maryland facades. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.